To a narcissist, you are like this tempered glass. You protect them from dust and dirt. You protect them from breaking. You take all the damage. You take all the stress. But the narcissist doesn't look at the function you play in their life. They don't notice how much you offer them, how you keep them safe. What they look at after a while is the dust and dirt. And they say, oh, it looks quite shabby. I need to remove it from my life. It is the obstacle. It is bad. And when devaluing you, what they essentially do is they throw you away like that. And then they are like, oh, wow, see, my life is fine. My life is okay. I can see everything very clearly. Only to collapse later. Because now there is no barrier. There is no protector. That is when they start missing you really badly. Let's talk more about it in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Welcome to my channel. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have not subscribed already, please subscribe before we begin, because your subscription helps in spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. Today we are going to talk about how a narcissist misses you and why do they do so after leaving you, and how they meet their karma. When you are in a narcissist's life, you protect them. You're like a shield to them. In the context of a romantic relationship or a marriage, you cook, clean, you wash their clothes, you raise children, you go out and earn, you take things very seriously because you want to cut them a little slack. You want to give them the freedom you yourself do not have. You take all the burdens. You say, okay, don't worry, honey, I'll do that, I'll do this. With one hope in your heart, maybe that will change this person. Maybe that will bring them back to life. Maybe then they will start loving me. You take all the damage on yourself. As I gave you the example in the beginning, you act like the tempered glass. You break, but prevent them from breaking. What do they do in return? They take you for granted, and no matter how much you do for them, they keep exploiting you and keep asking for more. They do not stop there. They keep finding minor flaws in you. Oh, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, and you don't know how to cook, and you are earning less than in comparison to so-and-so, and you know what I'm talking about. It's always like a moving goal, a moving target. You may exhaust your entire life in trying to please them, but it's guaranteed you will fail, since their void has no bottom. It's a bottomless pit. No matter how much you pour into it, it will never be enough. So all of that is taken out on you. As known to you already, there is no reciprocity whatsoever. They don't care about your needs. They don't care about your wants, desires, anything at all. They keep devaluing you until the day of discard comes. It's either when you leave them, they make you leave them, or when they leave you, they, if not immediately, but slowly and surely, realize what your worth was. It's not that they realize they have done something terribly wrong and that they need to work on their traits and they need to work on themselves and they need to seek forgiveness and they need to apologize, or that they feel any form of remorse. No, that does not happen. I don't want to give you false hope. What happens is that they break easily and they recognize your function, that yes, this played a huge role in my life. By this, I do not mean that they recognize the value of this person who was in their life. No, it's more like the value of this object. More specifically, the value of all the functions it performed in their life. They start comparing every new supply with you, and then it's always inferior. It's always missing something in comparison. They're never, ever, ever able to find a replacement, because nobody is willing to sacrifice for them as much as you did. Which is not to say you were a fool. I would say you loved wholeheartedly. You did what you had to do and you tried to take care of them. They miss not you, but who you were to them, how you loved them. They miss your sympathy, your empathy, the chances that you gave them. They miss how you fell for them, Or should I say, how they gaslit you into believing that they are wrong, you're right. They miss how much you try to make this relationship work. They miss all the things that you did for them, but what they do not miss is you as a person. And do you know why? Because they never saw you. It may be painful for you to hear, but a narcissist does not know the real version of yours. What they know is the idealized snapshot they created in the beginning. Eventually, that idealized snapshot did not match your reality. So what did they do? Again, they gaslit themselves into believing you're not as perfect as they had thought you are. They create a devalued version of yours in their head. They put you down. You're filled with flaws. They criticize you. All the insecurities they themselves have, all the flaws they have and do not want to acknowledge are projected on you. So they see this high and then low. In between that you are the real personality they never get to know. So what will the narcissist miss? The narcissist does not miss you the way you miss them. As I gave you the example of a tempered glass, it was just to say that they miss you as the object that performed the function. Once you leave them and they know they can't get you back, that is when they start feeling vulnerable, because they are trying to get a hold of other supplies, but they are not able to recreate a fantasy version of you. They are not able to get that kind of control over other people, since they are really impatient and they are not willing to work other people the way they try to get control over you. They lose it very quickly and they move from one person to the other, which is what I meant when I said the screen breaks quite easily, because there is no one to take the hit. When life gives them lemons, they don't make a lemonade out of it. They squeeze those lemons and then berate their life, berate the people they were with and blame it on everybody else. When they are forced to cook, clean and wash for themselves, when they are not able to get somebody to do those things for them, when they are forced to financially provide for themselves and nobody is taking care of those things, when they are pushed to live the real life and to be in it, to be in the playground, that is when they remember you and may try to hoover, may try to get you back. Not that they want to truly give you another chance, that they just want to get all those benefits. That is when they miss you. The second way of understanding all of this is that you were the biggest gift. You gave them everything. You loved them. You loved them in all ways imaginable. What else could they get from the next person that you didn't already give them? But they rejected, they misused, they took advantage, they exploited you. And that is, in my opinion, their karma. This life is all about, in my opinion, I may be wrong, finding love, finding happiness, most importantly, finding true connections, and they failed at that one job. They can keep jumping from one person to the other, they can keep going from one supply to the other, but their life is that never-ending journey. They're never going to find peace, the peace that you try to create for them. It's quite similar in the context of a narcissistic parent as well. All your life, you may have been the scapegoat, you may have been the enabler, you may have been the rescuer, the savior. And when you as a child, an adult child, go no contact and want nothing to do with them, they cry wolf. Then it becomes a huge issue. You are targeted. First, they try to get you back. Then massive smear campaigns are run against you. The theory is the same. The story is the same. They miss all the supply that you gave them, not you. I know this because that is exactly what happened in my mother's case. She misses and missed all the supply that I gave her, because my whole existence, my entire life was about her and keeping her safe and alive. But now I'm not there anymore. Who is going to fulfill that need, that role? Nobody. That's why you are missed.